The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know ketchup used... Let me do it again.
Yeah, and give
Ilya, this is hard.
Give this space in between. Like, did you know?
Okay.
The canon. Okay. The second line goes up.
Did you know ketchup used to be used as medicine? Did you know that?
Yeah, Ilya did that one already.
Fuck. Fuck you, Ilya.
I didn't know that.
I'm out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. In the 1800s, ketchup was believed to have healing properties and was used to treat ailments such as indigestion and a bad tummy. Thankfully, today we enjoy it as a tasty sauce instead.
That's really interesting, Ilya.
You're welcome, bro.
How's the protein company?
Great. Chocolate. It's great. And vanilla. Cookie dough?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream? Yeah, it's so good. I mean, I'm a billionaire now, so.
What's up? Welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast. Today we're with our co-host, lead co-host, Carly Incontro. Leave her some love in the comments. Let her know that we welcome her as our co-host.
I just want everyone to know that I am here on my own terms. He did not beg me. I don't have a gun to my head. I love doing this podcast, even though I have two other ones and a Patreon. This is my number one priority.
Priority. That's the word, priority.
Yes.
It's under the camera.
Read my my number one priority. Oh, yeah. Caitlin's holding up cards for me so I can read them. I didn't even notice. Yeah.
And then say that this is your favorite podcast.
This is my favorite podcast.
As a female, what is your stance on golf and its effects on relationships?
I mean, I can't really say because I've never been with somebody who like golfs. However, it has to be the most boring thing to do. So, like, if you're doing that, like, bye. Like, I'm going to go to Target. I'm going to get crunk on some Celsius. I'm going to go to Target. Oh, I love a Sunday like this. You go to Target. You go to Rite Aid. Don't even mess with Rite Aid with me. Like, Rite Aid is my favorite place to go on a Sunday. I can't explain it. It's so fun to just look around. They have makeup. They have cleaning supplies. They have anything you could ever need.
I went to a Target recently and I was not a fan.
A Rite Aid?
Oh, I thought you said Target.
I was like, did you say Target or Rite Aid? Wait, Target?
Yeah, they lock up the detergent now. It's like, the shopping experience is so different.
It depends which one you go to. And I also used to work at Target, and I know why they do that.
Why?
I mean, you know. It's because they only lock up the most stolen items.
Where else did you work? Because that was one of the topics.
Oh, my first job ever was at Panera Bread.
I worked at Subway. Competing. Competition.
Okay, but you're like the Walmart version of mine.
Okay, Subway is way bigger than Panera Bread.
I'm sorry, did Subway have... I was going to say sandwiches. Did Subway have soups and salads?
Yes,
and
they did.
Bagels with a multitude of cream cheese flavors?
We didn't have bagels, but we had soups and salads.
No way they were good.
They
a
were
salad from Subway, I'll die.
It's the exact same meat in the sandwich. What do you mean?
No, Panera's, no. Sorry, can't accept it. But I will say, I thank God every day that I worked there before there was a drive-thru. Because God forbid, I'd go insane.
Why?
I just can't imagine it's like an easy experience for a worker there.
For working at a drive-thru there?
Yeah, because it's already so hectic without the drive-thru. I can't imagine that drive-thru added on.
I've never worked at a place with the drive-thru. My very first job ever was at a Perkins Diner, which is like a Denny's.
Perkins. I had Perkins.
I went in for the interview, and then I realized I didn't want to be a waiter, and I walked out.
You did?
Yep.
You just walked out?
Yes.
Like the first day?
No. Oh. They scheduled me, but I never showed up to that first day.
Oh, you didn't even go. I was like, no, like a month in.
In reality, I was like 14.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So I was like super young.
Yeah.
And then I went for an interview at Cold Stone once. And
you're seeing when they do the tips?
Yeah. I was so pumped that they called me, and I get there for the big group interview, and there's like 20 of us, and I'm the oldest one there. And they're saying how whenever you get a tip, you have to sing for the birthday. You just have to sing. And they're like, if anyone's uncomfortable with it, please feel free to leave. We're not going to judge you. And me and one other person got out.
You just walked away?
Walked out, yeah.
Oh my God, I'd be too scared to even walk out.
I can't sing in front of people.
No.
I can't.
That's embarrassing. That's only if it's with friends.
Even with, I don't want to sing happy birthday.
I know, it is awkward because you're like, what if I squeak?
Yeah, what if I'm singing too loud and I'm the lead?
Yeah,
I don't want to be the happy birthday guy.
Never be the lead at happy birthday.
I try and be like the lowest pitch one. I'm like, happy birthday.
No, I'm fully like lip syncing.
It's just you and one other person. We just hear Aaron.
It's so obvious.
That's really funny.
No, Aaron and I would try to harmonize probably. We'd be like insufferable if it was just us singing happy birthday.
What happens when a waiter comes over to sing happy birthday for you? Would you just leave the waiter like cold and dry? That's a pretty funny prank. That should be for Ross Creations.
Okay, so it's my birthday. They come up and sing.
There's a group of 10 people at the table. They tell the waiter it's their birthday. And then the waiter comes over. And normally the waiter like lights the candle and goes,
yeah.
Hap, and starts the lead.
Or happy birthday. Like those
to
kind.
To you.
Or do you mean like the
regular happy birthday. But what happens if everyone at the table is just silent? And just leaves the waiter to just sing by themselves.
I would let the waiter go home. I'd be like, I'll take your shift. Like, you can go home.
Like, do you think the waiter would just, like, keep going? Or would they be like, guys, what the fuck? Like, where's my backup?
Could you imagine if you just got quieter and quieter and then just walked away? I think that's what I would do.
I worked at a hibachi and sushi buffet once.
What?
And when there was a happy birthday, we had a dong. And I was the only one confident enough to, like, bring the dong around and, like, carry it everywhere.
No one wanted to do it.
No one else wanted
Why?
To do it.
That's funny.
I don't know.
It's way better than singing.
Way better than singing. I'd rather be lead dong than lead vocals.
Yeah, be the lead dong.
So we would turn off the lights, and then we would hit this switch, and a disco ball would light up in the entire restaurant. And then six of us would come out with the dong and go, bong, bong.
Would anyone sing happy birthday?
Yeah, all six of us would sing happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
But I was, like, I was the token white guy there. So right. It was just me and like six other people, and I was the only one that was like, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And were you lead?
I did. I was lead vocals and dong.
Oh my God, vocals and dong. You're basically in a band at that point.
I had my instrument, so I think that's what masked my confidence.
Probably.
Yeah. Can we get into the true crime?
Let's get into true crime, even though I don't know much about true crime. But
neither do I, but I know it's a big topic these days.
It is. I mean, there's so many podcasts. Should we start a true crime podcast?
We're doing it. We started it.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Sorry.
You forgot. It's Joe and Carly's True Crime.
Lightweights. How could we rename it to like True Crimey?
Light crime.
Light crime.
We only do like someone stole
like chill
cookies.
Crimes.
Yeah, chill ones.
Like getting arrested for drugs or something.
That's chill to you, Carly?
Yeah, it's better than murdering someone.
Speaking of.
Dun, dun, dun.
We live in an area where it wasn't so safe a little bit ago.
Yeah, like very recently. I kept getting citizen notifications.
About this?
Yes. The first one I got was like, human remains found in dumpster. And I was like, huh. And then I went about my day.
I got that one too.
Yeah. And then it was like, I don't remember exactly, but it just kept progressing. I was like, what the hell? And then, yeah.
What was so captivating about it was the way that it kept unfolding.
What captivated me at first was finding his TikTok account.
Oh, he's on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's still there, but someone said I think Instagram is still there. And he, if you watch his TikToks, you'd be like, yeah, obviously this guy murdered somebody. Like, he's so bizarre.
Like, in what way?
Weird.
I've only seen two of his TikToks.
Yeah. And that didn't do it for you?
No, because they were like selected by the news on the article
that
I saw.
I thought you meant you liked, okay.
I didn't realize his page was public, so I didn't do the
It was
deep
weird.
Dive.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you break down what happened?
I can try. I made a TikTok about this, and yes, it is going viral, and I'm pretty sure I didn't get all the facts correct. So, like, I wasn't expecting it to, like, do well. I was just thinking about it, and I was like, this is fucking crazy. What I know is, I'm trying to think of how to, like, logically. Okay, human remains were found in trash bags behind a dumpster in a shopping center. Not too far from us, right? Not too far. You agree? Okay, why are you speaking?
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, okay. You mean nodding?
Yes.
Human remains are found in trash bags in a dumpster near us, sort of. And this guy got arrested because I can't tell a story. I literally can't tell a story, Joe.
Should we just skip it and move on?
Yeah.
No, everyone's so invested.
I know. Okay. Let me try to do this. I'm so sorry.
I could take over. When
I have such
when
an issue. I don't know why I'm even on podcasts or have podcasts because I have such a hard time putting my thoughts into words.
Yeah, it's nuts. You have three.
Okay, let me try one more time. your listeners are like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Okay. So basically this guy had murdered his wife, and then it came out that he actually hired his trash guys. He was going to pay them $500 to take out his heavy trash, and he told them there were a bunch of rocks. And so when the trash guys came, they lifted it and they saw like a torso, and they were like, yeah, these are not rocks. And he was like, they're actually Halloween props and they're pretty heavy. They're like very human-like. And I guess they were like, fuck this. And they left the money.
Oh, I didn't hear that story.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that he hired trash removal people. He told them it was rocks. They got a weird feeling about it because it smelled like rotten meat. So as they were driving away, they checked one of the bags. They saw a torso.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe it was, I'm telling you, I don't have all the facts, right? I really don't.
Yeah.
I do a true crime podcast, but it's like not the facts are not right.
At all. You only have the headline, right?
And then I just make up the crime.
Yeah. It's a really messed up situation.
No, it definitely is. Like, we're not laughing at the situation.
No. So the trash guys looked in the bags, saw the torso, went back to the house, refunded him, left the bags there because no one was answering, and went to the two police stations.
Oh, they did go to police.
They went to the police in person twice, got ignored, and then called 911 saying, you have to go check out this house. Police went, and from what I heard, they saw like bloodstains or something there and then ended up arresting him. And then they connected that with the dumpster. And did you see the video footage of him putting it in there?
No.
Yeah, he put he dumped it in there
himself.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah, that makes sense because I know he killed her parents also.
Yeah.
So maybe he already killed her and like one of her parents was what they saw. I don't really know.
And where's the case now?
I don't know. Like, I don't know anything.
Oh, yeah.
I just like read about it and I was like, what the f-? Like, that's crazy.
That's insane that happened.
He's definitely arrested.
He's in jail right now,
In jail, okay.
And I think he pled not guilty.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you plead not guilty and then you're found guilty, it's like a way worse sentence. If you just say you're guilty and take whatever the consequences are, then it's a lot better for you, I guess, than if you were to say not guilty, I believe. But I don't know anything.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm making up shit as I go.
Condolences to the family.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. He's definitely that person that you'd see and be like, he's going to do something bad to the public.
That's what everyone was saying, too, that he just seemed very off.
Yeah.
Was there ever any stories like that in your town where you grew up?
Oh, I don't think so. We did have a phantom pooper at our school, though.
What is that?
Someone kept pooping in the auditorium.
Like, there's no way.
Yes. Someone kept pooping in the auditorium anonymously. No one knew who it was.
Did they get away with it?
I think so. And it wasn't me.
Am I looking at her?
Maybe. No, that's not me.
Wait, this is in your high school?
Yes. And then what? Okay, this like follows me.
How many times did this happen?
I feel like it was at least three times. It became a thing. It was like on the announcements. They're like, whoever's doing this needs to come forward or stop.
Shut up. What was the announcement?
I mean, I don't remember. It was like very, very medical. It was like, there is feces.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In the auditorium, I don't know how they said it, but we all called it the Phantom Pooper.
So this is after the... When did they make the announcement? Like the second time they realized?
I don't remember. I'm so old. High school was like another lifetime ago. I don't remember,
Carly,
though.
This would be the highlight of my life.
Well, it also followed me because when I was working at Target, somebody left a bag of poop on the electronics desk.
Wait, like a little trash bag.
A bag. They shit in like a plastic bag and left it on the electronics desk. And I was working in electronics.
Was it a return?
Yeah. Because we used to sell shit. Yeah, they just left it. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was an angry employee who works overnights. Like, that was a theory at one point.
What sense of yours took over first? Was it your sense of smell or your sight?
I can't remember. I didn't find it.
Oh, I thought you were the one that...
I was back in electronics, but I wasn't, like, at the desk. I was, like, putting stuff away, and then my manager was like, someone left a bag of poop on the...
Did some kind of team need to come and clean it up?
I think they just had like a manager. The managers there are certified to clean up poop and puke and stuff like that.
Oh, that's like part of it?
Yeah. So, not me.
So this Phantom Pooper,
yes,
has now visited your life twice.
Maybe he's following me.
Never been caught.
So you like me.
So.
So you think I'm interesting.
This seems a little suspicious, wouldn't you say?
Like, you would think, but it's not. I swear it's not me.
Has anyone ever pooped at the Good Influences set?
Yeah.
On the mic?
Yes. Wait, did we tell you what we found at our Good Influences
joking?
Set?
No.
No, I mean, there was no poop, but there's like porn shoots in there sometimes. It's like a porn podcast, and we found our exact set, and this girl, like, I don't know if you can put this in or bleep it out, but...
No, we're keeping
Matt
it
Matt fully went detective mode, and he found, like, the Pornhub link. And it's literally them, like, in Mike's chair, like, giving head and stuff.
What?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's in our podcast studio. And so the next time we came in, we were like, do we need Lysol wipes? Like, what is this?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Did you guys... Yes. Did you talk about it on your podcast?
No. I don't think so. Well, it's like kind of awkward because the producer guy like watches our pod, like he edits it and stuff. So it's like,
yeah, he edits that one too.
I know, no, that I'm like, he's definitely jerking it off back there, I'm sure.
That's unbelievable. What's it called?
I can't remember.
Matt knows it?
Yeah, he sent us the link. I'll send you the link if you want.
I want to know. Look the camera in the eye right now. Okay. Who's the one that figured out that there's a porn shooting in your podcast? Was it Matt?
I don't remember how this like started.
Carly, you can't just have these phantom poopers and these masked porn stars.
I literally don't have memory, Joe. Let me look at our group chat really fast, okay? And see how this started.
Did you guys uncover this like last week?
Wait, I think what it was a TikTok came up on like Matt's For You page or something. And it was, it's a podcast that like has porn stars on it.
Oh, okay.
So like their podcast is like normal podcast, just porn star talking.
But they were doing the act there.
But they do the act and put that part on maybe their Patreon or... OnlyFans or Pornhub. Like, I don't really know.
That's micro it's bananas.
Crazy, Joe.
Do you like how I said micro bananas?
Micro bananas. I do love it.
Here at Lightweights, we fact check. So I want to find the exact time and date that this was discovered. Because we can't just have stuff like this happening.
Wait.
Does anyone use the lightweight set when I'm not looking?
Maybe.
Is someone going to poop on the chair over
this
here?
This is your house, so you tell me. I feel like it's going to take me forever to find it. We just talk so much.
Just type in your group chat name and type in, like, TikTok. Can you reach out to your old high school mates and find out what happened with the Phantom Pooper?
Should I? Should
I would love... That should be on MTV's High School Stories.
I'm in a group on Facebook. It's so morbid. It's like... Oh, what's it called? I went to school. It was called Millard North, and it's like... Gone and never forgotten.
Gone and forgotten or whatever.
Like, never forgotten or whatever. It's just like people who have died that graduated from there. Because at first I was like trying to find someone specific. And then I just like joined the group and now I get all these things. I'm like, I don't want to know this. But I'm still in it. Sorry, I'm still looking.
Yeah, bring up the Phantom Pooper in the chat.
There's no Phantom Pooper in this chat.
Do you remember the show High School Stories on MTV?
No.
There was a neighboring town called Manalapan.
Uh-huh.
And the high school seniors, as their prank, they took off the M... And they took off the pan.
Wait, what was it called?
Manalapan.
Okay.
So they made it say Anal High School. And that was their high school prank.
That's funny.
And our high school prank, someone organized however many thousands of bouncy balls to be released at like 2:30. And then like maybe like three wings it happened in that bouncy balls got released. And that was it. And I remember taking bouncy balls and like putting them in my pocket. I'm like I'm gonna have fun.
What? Like taking them home.
Yeah.
Mine now, bitch.
I mean, bouncy balls are so underrated. They were probably the top tier in that quarter machine.
They're so fun.
They really are.
You sit there and bounce.
That, and I used to get sticky hands.
Oh, I love sticky hands. Those are also so satisfying, but then they get so gross.
Yeah, especially when you like leave it there. And it leaves like a little mark on the side of the wall.
Yeah.
But I used to buy those in packs, and those used to be a lot of my content. That's how I got my start.
Well, congratulations. Thanks. Wait, really? Is that your start?
No.
Are you talking about like in high school you'd make like funny videos?
Yeah.
Got it.
What happened with the porn set?
Oh, well, I felt bad because I was looking at my phone while you were talking.
So now we have to start back from square
no,
one.
No, I'm still going. Hold on.
I just feel like so many people are invested at this point.
I know.
I don't want to let them down.
I want to say otherwise it was like, because a lot of times there's different rooms in that and where we record and we'll like see titles of other podcasts and we'll look them up. Cause like, who's this person? I feel like maybe that was the case.
Does anyone else really cool film in your podcast set room?
No, but he did tell us Oprah was coming in, but we think he's lying.
Oprah is just recording at a set in Culver City.
He does have like a ton of celebrities on the wall that like have been there.
As guests?
Yes, I believe so. God, I'm so sorry. I'm still looking.
It's okay. I'm sure someone in the chat will find it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Do you ever think about what your life would be like if you never moved to LA?
Sorry, say it one more time. I was still looking, but I can't have it.
Do you ever think of what your life would be like if you ever didn't move to LA?
Yeah, it'd be so scary.
Would you be pregnant? Would you have babies?
No.
Would you be married?
No, but also maybe all three. Like, I don't know. I think it's just so different because living here, it doesn't feel like we're in our 30s, and I don't know about you, but I'm like, if I had a baby right now, I'd literally be a teen mom. Like, no, I don't. And also, if I get married, child bride, like, no, I feel like I'm still in my 20s, like early 20s.
Is everyone from your high school married?
Yeah, everyone's like settled down. Like when I go on Facebook, I'm like, these people look like parents.
Right, they look like adults.
It's weird. I'm like, I probably look like that, but like, I haven't seen these people in so long. I'm like, you look like what I think like my dad looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the same age. That, like, when I was little, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
When I go back, I feel like I stick out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you feel like you stick out a little bit?
I don't know. I didn't go to, like, my high school reunion or anything.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Did you have a high school boyfriend?
No.
Nothing?
Mm.
Did you have a crush?
Oh, yeah. I have tons of crushes.
Who are they?
But I would really like them, and as soon as they liked me back, I wouldn't like them anymore, and I'd be, like, disgusted.
Such a mean girl.
I know. But it wasn't my fault. Like, I sort of got my best friend was the same way. And we were like, why do we do this? It was actually so frustrating. Because, like, why did I like this person? And as soon as they showed interest, I don't like them anymore.
Same. Except no one ever liked me back.
Surprise, surprise. Did you have a high school girlfriend?
I did, yeah.
For how long?
I think, like, a year.
Well, that's pretty long for high school.
Yeah, it was during the course of senior year. Do you remember when you got on Instagram?
Yeah, I think my first picture is, like, a receipt. of like a bunch of ramen noodles. Like, it was so stupid. Like, and I saw it on Tumblr or something.
Do you remember like, this is going to crush? Like, I want
to post No, this. I didn't think like that at all. What'd it was just like my friends. It was like Twitter where it's like, it's just a diary. And that's why all of us millennials get canceled, because we were saying crazy shit on there. Nothing anyone would ever see it. Same with Instagram. Yeah.
I remember downloading it. I did a tour with a band called All Star Weekend. And I was
I know them.
I was their videographer.
All Star Weekend. What do they sing?
Dance With Me, Journey to the End of My Life.
They're big, right?
Yeah, they were big.
Okay, so that's not weird that I know them. Okay.
No. And I remember I downloaded Instagram like at the end of the tour. I'm like, I'm going to post all my photos. But like the window clearly passed.
Oh,
where
no.
Like, I should have done it. And I didn't realize like what it could be. But
yeah, I know. Do you ever wish you did YouTube sooner?
I did do YouTube sooner and I didn't get anywhere.
Okay. I actually did too. But yeah. I wish like Aaron and I, obviously, like, yeah, I guess we both didn't really watch YouTube, so we didn't even know that like vlogging was a thing. But I wish we had started as soon as we moved to LA, because like I feel like that was our biggest, like, we were doing so many different things and everything was new. We were young and still like going, like, Aaron was crazy drinking all the time, like not all the time, but on the weekends. And yeah, that was like our biggest like excitement, I think. I wish we had started vlogging a lot earlier.
Right.
I wish I had vlogged in high school. I feel like I would have been good at it. Sorry, can we talk about him burying himself?
Mr. Beast?
What do you mean?
Buried himself for 7 days.
And he actually did it?
Yeah.
It's giving David Blaine.
It's crazy. He did it longer than David Blaine, no?
He did? I don't know.
I think David Blaine didn't do it for a full week.
Could you imagine doing that, but you had to like share the casket with someone? I would literally go crazy.
They were. Did you watch the whole video?
I just saw the TikTok of him like getting in it and like them putting the dirt up and stuff.
It's crazy because he did that before where he was buried for like 2 days or a full day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now it looks like way more like bells and whistles to it.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, I don't even have claustrophobia. What is it called? Claustrophobia?
Claustrophobia.
And it kind of gives me claustrophobia.
To watch it?
Yeah. Because I'm just like, you're under so much weight of dirt. Terrifying.
Yeah, there's no way.
Absolutely not. No.
There was like this tunnel at the science center. And it's just complete pitch black, and it's supposed to simulate what space is like.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck space. Sorry.
You wouldn't be able to do
no
that.
No offense. Respectfully, fuck space.
Any astronauts out there listening? You guys are cool?
If you're watching, sorry.
Fuck space.
But fuck space.
Why? You wouldn't be able to do it?
I just, like, it does nothing for me. Like, space does nothing for me.
What if you
want a cool planet? Like, I know that it's important, and I know that it's amazing what they can do and, like, why they go up there for certain reasons, but, like, for me, no thank you. But also, I think if I was guaranteed I could go up to space and come back and guaranteed nothing bad would happen, I think I would do it. Now that I really think about it.
If Elon guaranteed you a ticket, would you do it?
No, because one of his spaceships just exploded, so no.
I didn't know it exploded.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. See, I'm telling you, I don't know facts. I just know like headlines.
I just read headlines. I don't read the whole story.
Do you want me to look it up really fast?
Sure.
Elon explosion.
Did you see the Cybertruck being unveiled everywhere?
What do you mean unveiled?
All
or
over
you mean like people actually getting them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over TikTok. Like, I'm seeing them at In-N-Out. I've seen them on the highway.
I cannot imagine driving. Like, I would definitely scrape the side the second I got it. Like, it's so big. I'd be running into everything.
But it looks like it's literally bulletproof.
I know, but I would still scratch it up and I'd have to get it fixed and it'd be taken away from me for 2 years because Tesla takes forever to fix anything. I can't imagine a Cybertruck, Tesla. You take so fucking long to fix your cars. It's annoying. Sorry, that's such a first world problem.
No, they do, because they do take like 2 weeks to fix your car, right?
They take literal months. I'm not even kidding. And I've gotten hit twice, not my fault. Both times.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Times when my car has been parked and it's been always the bumper, and I'm like, who the fuck keeps hitting my, maybe it's a phantom pooper. Maybe the phantom pooper came back and they're like, now I'm gonna fuck with her in a different way. Okay, so SpaceX exploded because—
Do you ever worry that when you talk about stuff, you put yourself out there like, ah, fuck, now someone's gonna throw poop on my car?
I've never thought about that.
So now there's gonna be a phantom pooper striking again?
No, please don't. Like, for real, please don't.
Why are you looking at me saying that?
Because it's gonna be you.
Why would it be me?
Because you're talking about it, and you're obviously thinking about it.
Because it's funny.
I could see you putting, like, fake poop.
I've done that before in a mall.
Really?
Yeah, by the escalator.
You're such an ass.
I was 13.
Okay, Logan Paul. Okay, do you want to know why SpaceX exploded?
Sure.
Okay, SpaceX said it lost contact with the Starship spacecraft about 15 minutes after launching from the company's spaceport east of Brownsville, Texas, around 8 a.m. Eastern. A self-destruct mechanism appeared to trigger after contact was lost. Like, what if someone was on that?
Wait, someone just hit self-destruct by accident?
A self-destruct mechanism appeared to trigger after contact was lost. So it exploded because a contact was lost, I guess. I think once contact is lost, you're like, well, make it explode.
Wow.
Yeah.
All this space stuff is so crazy.
Would you go to space?
Absolutely not.
If you were guaranteed, you'd be 100% fine.
I can't even go scuba diving. Like, I can't go in the water like that. Why would I want to go up into space? I
don't
even like
going on planes. To be fair, the ocean is just as scary as space to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're both, like, terrifying places.
Yeah, I like being on Earth. You know?
Yeah, Earth is sick.
Like, I like a nice carpet under my feet.
Yeah, it's chill.
Like, a nice fuzzy rug.
Yeah, and, like, a Skims robe.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say
a
that.
Skims robe, some UGG slippers.
Maybe a little avocado under my eyes.
A foot massager. Sleep mask, a weighted sleep mask.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a Harry Jowsey candle lit as well?
I'm sorry?
You don't know Harry Jowsey has candles?
No.
Yeah, he has his own candle line.
Like a prayer looking, like a prayer candle?
It's called, his company's called Ritual, and it's just a candle.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what a candle is?
No.
So it's basically a wax cylinder.
I don't know why, but in my mind, I was picturing a prayer candle with Harry Jowsey on it.
Oh, like that, like Jesus is on?
Yeah. Like, I have a
I'm sure those exist.
I'm sure. They probably exist of, like, David. I'm sure, like, Vlog Squad or something.
You want to talk about some new guests I have coming on?
Yeah.
Riley from Dancing with the Stars is coming back.
Sorry, I don't know who that is.
Harry's dancing partner. Do you know nothing about the Harry Jowsey fandom?
I don't, and I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
This is insane to me that you are not a Harry Jowsey stan.
Well, what do you mean he's, like, a friend? I haven't watched it. The thing about me is, like, I don't care about dancing either. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad.
But you love reality.
Yeah, but I don't care about dancing.
You only care for the drama of the housewives?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't watch a dancing show and be like, woohoo. I just can't.
Did you watch Special Forces?
No. With Tom Sandoval?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
And Nick Vial, your other guest?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Really good.
I've seen clips and stuff on TikTok, but I don't know. I need to catch up on Sister Wives, Welcome to Plathville, like all the important shows.
What, were you a Chrisley fan?
A what?
Chrisley, growing up Chrisley?
What? No. What's that?
You don't know the Chrisleys?
Growing up Chrisley?
Something like that. Savannah Chrisley, Chris Chrisley.
It does sound familiar, but I don't think that's the title.
Yeah, the parents got arrested for, like, taxes.
Oh. It's like 19 Kids and Counting?
No.
What? Oh, those parents got arrested for something else.
They got.
Or a brother did or something.
Yeah.
And that was not tax evasion. No, I don't know.
So what reality do you watch?
I watch... Well, right now, I'm really into Sister Wives because it's on.
And also, what is Sister Wives?
It's the...
This man is married to five women?
Yeah, Cody Brown has five wives.
He has
they all left him except one at this point. So he basically is just in a marriage now.
Is he looking for more women?
I don't think so.
How many did it start off with?
It started off, I believe, four. Wait, there's Christine, Janelle, Mary, and Robin. Yeah, so there's... He was legally married to Mary... for like years, and then brought in a couple more sister wives, and then when this show started, this was already like 10 years into their marriage or something. That could be wrong. I just made that up. But it was like definitely like way after they had gotten married. They brought he started dating Robin, and Robin became he divorced his first wife to legally marry her, and she became like his favorite, and everyone could see it, and it was like, well, this isn't the same. And so it's been going on for years and years and years, this show. I mean, it was on when I was like—
Is that first wife still there?
She, the last episode, like, she is the last one to leave, except for the one he's legally married to now.
She left him?
Yeah.
So after they divorced, she was still dating him?
Yeah.
As his girlfriend?
I mean, they're all technically, like, married, I guess.
In their own eyes.
Yeah.
Not in the eyes of the government.
No, because it's, they can't, no, because they could get, like, their kids taken away and stuff if they really, I don't know, I'm really confused by it, because they were explaining how they usually don't give birth in the hospital, they do home births, because, like, every time someone has a kid on that show, they're doing home births, and I'm just like, what the hell, like, why are they doing this every time? And it's because if they go to the hospital and they, like, find out that they're in a plural marriage, they can take the kid away or something, but I'm like, but you have a whole TV show, like, won't you, they know anyway if you go to the hospital ever? So I don't really understand it, but, yeah, Mary left. And it's so crazy because the way Cody talks, too, is just, like, terrible. Like, he was talking, he was doing a confessional, and he was like, I pretend to like Mary. Like, he's at that stage where he's like, I don't care about anyone except Robin. Like, he'll just openly say stuff like that.
That stage. Like, all me and all the other guys out there who have four wives.
Yeah. He's at that stage. But, I mean, he's at a stage where he's like, fuck, I don't care at all. You should literally just watch this most recent season. It's crazy.
And how many does it start off with? How many wives does he start off with?
Like at the beginning of this
season?
Five.
Oh, and it's down to one.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them left last season, but she's still like a part of it because all their kids are like siblings. It's really complicated. And like he's everyone's dad.
Is this in Utah?
It was in Utah, but now it's in Arizona.
They moved to Arizona.
They moved Utah, Texas, Arizona, I believe. Yeah.
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Gonna check it out.
Yeah. It's really good. I mean, it's been on since I was a kid. Like, there's a billion seasons. Would and it's the most real reality show you'll ever watch. They'll show, like, a 20-minute conversation unedited. It's insane.
Yeah. And are you just sitting there like, I can't believe this? Or are you like, I want to be part of this?
Oh, no, I don't want to be a part of it. But it's great. Like, watching it, I'm just like, I feel like I'm in the room and feeling so uncomfortable right now with them, like, having these conversations.
TLC?
Yes, but I have the Discovery Plus app, which is, like, my favorite streaming service because it has all the dumb shows I love. Like, I'll watch Hoarders, My 600-Pound Life.
My 600-Pound Life's good.
Yeah. It's crazy, too, like, if they actually, like, lose the weight. Like, seeing them before and after, it's really crazy. I just like dark shows, like Intervention, Hoarders.
Yeah. I never got into the Interventions.
I was watching it a lot during quarantine, and Nolan was like, this is too dark. Why are you watching this? And I was like, I don't know.
What other shows are you watching? Do you watch movies? Or are you just straight reality?
It's hard for me to watch a movie, like sit and watch a movie. But I did watch Fargo for the first time.
The show?
The movie. I can't watch a show because I could barely get through the movie because of their accents. I was like, end it.
I just started the show and I love it.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. But they're all like, oh, yeah. Minnesota? What up in North Dakota, yeah?
Oh, I didn't notice that till like episode 8.
Okay. Maybe it's not as bad as the movie, though. It's so thick in the movie. I'm just like, oh, I can't even listen.
When I was watching it with my wife, I was just like, it's crazy that there's people in Minnesota right now that talk like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they think the same thing about us.
Well, here's the thing. It's actually North Dakota, right?
Fargo, North Dakota, yes.
Yes. I feel like Minnesota, it's not as bad. Like, people from Minnesota don't talk as thickly as they portray it in Fargo, at least in North Dakota. And Canada's also right there. And they also have that little accent where it's like, I can't, like, sorry, you know, they'll kind of say that.
More Canadian.
Yeah, but it's not as thick as the Fargo movie either. So it's like, and also I told Aaron this in our podcast. I don't know if it's because I'm from the Midwest and I would hear that accent here and there that it like bothers me now to hear it. I don't know. And I'm so sorry if you have that accent.
It's so crazy that America just has all these different, like,
I know.
Pick a different part of the country. Everyone has their own accent.
You know what accent I would love to have?
Southern.
Yes.
Yeah.
You too?
Get some Southern twine
in
there.
It's so cute. Like Patricia, I'm like, her voice is so cute.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Like, there's so many little accents on
little
stuff.
Accent. Yeah, I just, oh, it's so cute. But we have accents up to other people, which is crazy.
Yeah, I fucking say water in a weird way.
Say it?
Cool. Water.
Water?
Water.
Is it because you're from Jersey?
Yeah.
Water.
Water.
Rita's Water Ice?
Yeah, get me some Rita's Water Ice.
Did you ever have that?
I always called it Italian ice.
Oh, okay.
And then I was also in the part of Jersey where it was very divided. People would say a sandwich or a hoagie.
Oh, what's the difference?
No difference.
I thought a hoagie was like hot.
There's also a really big debate. Taylor ham or pork roll?
Or Taylor Swift.
Or Taylor Swift. Pork roll or Taylor ham?
Just give me one. I don't care.
Well, they're both the same exact thing. It's okay. Just a matter of what you say.
So it's just stupidity.
Yeah, New Jersey's very weird. We're very divided.
Wawa or Sheetz?
Wawa all the way.
Okay. I've only had Wawa.
No, Wawa is a way of life out there.
I know.
It's
my ex lived in, was from Pennsylvania. It was everything. All his friends, like everyone around him, he's obsessed. Like as soon as we would land, we'd go to Wawa.
The sandwiches are unmatched.
The mac and cheese.
You get it at like 2 a.m.
Why don't we have something like that here?
I feel like we can't sustain it over here.
Why?
It's almost like a 7-Eleven, but to keep up the demand of a 7-Eleven grocery store along with fresh food delivery and exquisite service just doesn't work
and
here.
And Uber and Lyfts.
And Uber and Lyfts. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
They have Postmates there too, like in Philly, you know, they got it all.
Yeah, but I feel like Wawa, I don't know why Wawa can't exist anywhere else. It's just, it's its own thing.
They also have great coffee.
Incredible.
Like you can
coffee.
Order cold brew. Like they have a whole cafe. Like it's crazy. If you don't know what it is, it's literally like a big ass 7-Eleven that has food. Like you order food on a screen, like sandwiches, soups, salads, basically a Panera. And yeah, a bunch of different coffees. And it also was like a convenience store. Like they also had stuff like that.
They're all so nice. You know how the name was contrived?
No.
The couple was sitting on the beach and a seagull was flying by.
Wah, wah. Are you serious?
That's what I heard.
I was like, is it because the bird is the mascot?
Wah, wah. It is the mascot. Wah, wah. You know what else they have?
What?
Celsius.
Cola flavored?
What's probably the deal with Celsius? You can't handle it?
It makes like my bone shake.
What does that mean?
It means I feel so caffeinated, I may have a panic attack. But sometimes it's nice and I get so much done. Like I feel as though it would be as if I took an Adderall. I've never taken Adderall before, but it feels like that maybe.
Someone your size almost looks like the same size of a Celsius can.
I know. Maybe that's why. I need like half of a can.
Do you drink a full can?
Yes. And I finished it at like 1:30 p.m. and I feel like I won't sleep tonight probably.
Oh, that's your cutoff?
I don't know. I just feel like caffeine just affects me like no other.
Any caffeine after 2 o'clock, I cannot go to bed.
Really? Even soda?
No, soda I can do.
Soda.
Soda.
We start talking
Minnesota.
Like that. Minnesota drinking a soda.
I can't, anything after two, like coffee.
Yeah.
Iced coffee, I'm fucked. I just stand there, I'm like, I always think, why am I not asleep? And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's so terrible. Also, my anti-anxiety meds, I feel like if I take them after four, I'll still sleep, but I'll wake up a ton in the night, and it's so annoying.
Why, is there caffeine in it?
No, I'm on Prozac, and it's interesting because when I first started taking it, I could only take it at night because it made me so sleepy.
What does it do?
It's an anti-anxiety med.
Is it because of all the Celsius?
Yeah. It just evens me out. Celsius and Prozac. No, I've had anxiety like literally since I was a baby. Like crazy.
You came out.
I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I'm scared.
Carly, you're one.
No, I'm being hunted for sport. Where am I going? It's like also an antidepressant. I don't know if I'm depressed, but if I am, it's, you know, probably cured. But yeah, I used to only take it at night because it would make me so tired. And then once my body got used to it, it didn't have any effect on me, like sleep-wise. Like it didn't make me tired or awake or anything. So then I started taking it in the morning. So usually I take it like by 1 p.m. I'm taking it. Yeah.
When you drink your Celsius.
I don't drink Celsius that much.
Do you nurse it or do you like do one gulp?
I drink it, but I try to drink it quicker than a normal, like, Coke Zero. So it all hits me, and I can get my stuff done.
So you drink it for that energy boost.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it. There's something so ritualistic. Like, you get that crack.
Popping a can.
It hits your tongue.
Yeah. But I'm also like, what am I ingesting? Like, what am I drinking?
Tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm drinking Clorox probably, but it's fine.
But it's doing something new to my body.
Can you? Okay, you work out a lot.
Thanks.
It's just a fact.
Not that I could tell.
I'm not congratulating you. It's just a fact.
Not seeing results. I'm just saying.
How long after eating do you have to wait to work out?
I like doing it 45 minutes to an hour.
I have to eat like 2 hours before I do like Pilates.
But that's pretty normal. You have to digest your food.
I mean, even at 2 hours, sometimes I'll be in Pilates doing like, it's mostly when I'm doing core, like planking and stuff. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Like I don't get so like, I'm not working out so hard that I get nauseous and then I feel like I'm going to throw up. It's just like the food is right there.
You need to give your body time to digest it.
But that's what I'm getting. Okay, I've seen so many fucking like paparazzi videos of Kendall Jenner, Addison Rae walking into Pilates with a coffee, like an iced coffee. I'm like, huh? I would be puking everywhere if that were me. How are you drinking iced coffee the second before you go into Pilates?
Coffee's different though.
No, it's not.
It's not like sitting there. They're also probably just taking a sip of it.
I guess, but like they had to have just gotten it.
They probably just got it and they took like a little sip and then they nurse it throughout the entire thing.
Maybe. I threw up a Pop-Tart in elementary school and I think that's what scarred me. We had to like run the mile or something and I ate a Pop-Tart like an hour before and I threw it up. So I think that's where this comes from. It's like inner child.
I wonder if I ever did anything embarrassing as a child.
Okay, that wasn't embarrassing. I'm just kidding, it was.
No, I wasn't a loser. Never
mind. Fair enough.
I feel like everyone needs to figure out their body and like spend 3 months really just studying it really hard. And that's what I did this summer. So that's why I feel like I know how long I need to eat in order to digest to do anything.
Yeah, it's important to know that because otherwise it's like a shit time.
Yeah, it took me like 33 years to figure it out.
Yeah, same. It took me 32 years to start working out at all. Well, 31, I guess.
Yeah, but now you have biceps.
I know, it's crazy. I'm so swole.
Who else do you work out with in your classes? Are the ladies like... women?
Oh, yeah, it's funny because, yeah, it's mostly women. Occasionally, there's, like, a man or two, and it's the best when it's, like, a very muscular dude who clearly goes to the gym all the time because they're the ones that are, like, shaking the most and sweating the most. It's so funny to see because Pilates works a lot of, like, little muscles you don't really work out, like, just normally, I feel like. It's really good for, like, your joints, etc. But it also is, like, muscle building. But, yeah, it's mostly, like, older women. Because I think people are really afraid to try Pilates because they think it's like aesthetic, you know, LA girl, the claw clip and set active wear. You know, it's like that's what you see on TikTok. But when I go to the class, I'm usually the youngest one there. And it's usually
sweating,
like
I'm burping, I'm farting.
I'm shit. I'm phantom pooping.
Phantom pooping on my Pilates reformer.
On the reformer. But it's usually women who are maybe in their 40s, 50s, 60s even, who are just like wearing T-shirts and leggings. And that's like the vibe. And it's great. I love it.
Do you like working out next to the men?
No. I don't like working out. I don't like doing anything next to men.
I hate doing podcasts with men.
Yeah, I hate that. So I don't know why I'm here. It's fine. But I'm, you know, I always have the little thought. I'm like, are you looking at my ass?
Do most girls think that, like, when they're anywhere?
Not anywhere. But, like, when you're so vulnerable. Like, you know, you're doing planks to pike and your ass is in the air. And it's like, I don't know, but I'm also a part of like a Pilates subreddit. Like I just like reading about people's comments and their experiences, and a lot of men write in there and be like, "I feel bad taking Pilates because I feel like the women think
you're creepy,
we're creepy, or staring at them or whatever." But that's not the case. So, like I really don't think that, but it's just like the awareness is there, I guess.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
I've done a couple hot yoga ones, and I feel like I'm the creep in that.
Oh, that would feel creepy. Yeah,
because there's maybe like three of us guys, and the three of us somehow find each other this corner.
Yeah,
and it's just the rest of the room is just women.
Yeah,
and it gets hot and sweaty.
I can't imagine like hot yoga. I can't even stand doing Pilates when it gets like as soon as I start getting warm, I turn on the fan. I usually get the reformer that's like next to the fan. I cannot stand being hot.
Yeah,
is that like way harder?
I think so. Oh, yeah. It definitely is because now you're adding that element of heat.
I can't. Also, the guy that invented that is like a pedophile or something.
That you vented at?
He invented the hot yoga.
Vikram?
Vikram?
Bikram.
Bikram. Yeah, Bikram. Bikram. There's a whole documentary about it. It's so crazy.
I watched it. He wasn't a pedophile.
I don't know. He's doing something weird.
I think he was a pervert.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's not as bad.
No.
It was bad. And he also like took advantage of people. No, I feel like he did something with younger girls. I can't remember exactly.
He invented all of yoga?
No, I think he kind of invented the hot yoga thing.
I thought he invented just his style of yoga. Bikram
yoga. Well, I think Bikram used to just be hot yoga.
There's a joke.
But I could be wrong. I don't know anything.
There's a joke in The Office of doing Bikram yoga. And it didn't.
Oh my God. I thought you meant like the office you work at. I was like, what? Office. There's a joke in my office.
Oh yeah, at the water cooler.
But you forgot
about it. Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah. It's okay. We can't all remember things here.
What's your favorite chain restaurant? I want Nebraska Carly to take a trip down memory lane.
Oh, Burger King then.
That's not chain.
Oh no, Arby's. Burger King is a chain restaurant. What the
not
fuck
a
are you
fast
talking
food.
About?
Not a fast food.
Oh.
Chain.
Applebee's.
Why?
Because
half price apps at 10.
No, because 2 for $20.
Whoa, date yep. night.
More like me with my mom, but yeah.
Date night with the mama.
Me and my mom going. They always had, what did I get? They had like a lime chicken that I loved getting. They also had, I don't know if this is culturally appropriate anymore, but oriental chicken salad. I don't know if they can call it that. That was like my favorite thing to get there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever go with your friends for half price apps?
Well, when I worked at Target, it was right next to Applebee's. So sometimes we'd go after work and get like the drinks and apps, but not really.
Did you all go in your red shirts?
Oh, yeah. Red shirt and khakis.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any poor sucker out there who goes into Target wearing that outfit, not realizing?
Oh, that happened all the time.
They're clocking in for a shift.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, where's the deodorant? And they're like, what? I don't wear garbage.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Did you know everybody who worked at your Target?
No. It was so big. There's no way.
I worked at TJ Maxx once.
Was it like chaotic? I feel like TJ Maxx would just be chaotic at all times.
It was during the weekends, but yeah. I think they hired me to work during the week because I was the only one not in high school.
Oh, what did you do there?
It was like fresh out of college. I was customer service and cashier.
Oh, cashiering sucks.
I was also the only male and I was the only young one and I was the only one who really spoke English.
Damn.
So everyone else was very foreign.
Where was it?
In New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Very isolated by myself. Yeah.
Dang. Did you like cashiering?
I love cashiering.
I hate, at least at a grocery store, I hated it.
I love cashiering at a grocery store, TJ Maxx, at Lowe's hardware store.
Lowe's?
Love that.
What?
Customer service at Lowe's is the best.
Well, I feel like at Lowe's it's not as bad because people aren't buying like at Target, they can come up with a cart full of shit, like food and everything.
But you Lowe's also, at Lowe's, you're dealing with people with like really trying to scam you and you have to be like on your toes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One dude came in, took a freezer out of the aisle, brought it to customer service and tried returning it to get store credit from me. And I was very suspicious on it. So I went over, I'm like, sure, just one second. So I went over and called loss prevention. I'm like, hey, you got to check the cameras and look at this guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm on it. So then I had to distract the guy while he was checking it. And then I went back and he's like, yeah, it's confirmed. He pulled it out.
Oh.
Distract him. And then I distracted him. And then he went out to his car to go get the receipt and never came back.
Okay, FBI agent.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucking baller.
Wait, who? I can't remember if we talked about good influences. We were talking about that exact scenario, like someone grabbing something from in the store and then going to return it and just getting the money.
Yeah, because that their policy is if you don't have a receipt, you get store credit.
Oh, yeah.
And if, for whatever it was like maybe like a $5,000 thing. And that's what was so fishy about it. It was like, this looks like really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. It's like pristine quality.
Really like right?
He just like took it from the aisle and just rolled it up. I mean, it was probably in a box, right?
No, it was on a pallet. Like, he put it on the pallet, and it was just, like, there. Okay. There was one other guy who returned a gas canister and said that it spontaneously combusted, and you could very visibly tell that he stepped on it.
Oh, my God.
So it was just squished in, and their policy is you return everything.
And you had to?
I mean, I was trying to argue with it. I was like, this doesn't really make any sense. Like, what do you mean it just, like, combusted in your garage? He's like, I don't know. I just came back, and that's what happened.
I'd be like, okay.
So then you have, I literally like, okay, go get another one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I didn't give two shits when I was, like, if someone was like, actually, this said it was on sale, I'd be like, okay, and I would change it. Like, don't care. It was the best. One time I remember I didn't work as a cashier, but you'd get called up when you worked on the sales floor if it was like backed up. And I remember I was checking out this family and they got like two things of milk and I scanned the milk, put them on the thing behind, and this guy ran up and stole the milk and just ran out.
What?
Some guy just like ran to where I was and grabbed the milk and ran out. Like, you just got free milk. I don't know.
Did they go get a new can?
Yeah, I mean, I like called someone to bring new milk jugs up, but I was just like, sorry.
The phantom milk guy just came back again.
The phantom pooper, the milk guy. God, it doesn't end. It never ends.
Cool. Carly, thanks for coming by.
Of course. Well, I'm part of the podcast, so what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Carly, I'm so glad we found time this week to do this.
Me too. Thank you.
We'll do this again next week. Monday, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
A.M. Right, early start.
What time do you wake up, usually?
Now, the time change fucked me up. So now, like, 7.
Oh, my God. Same. And it's so fucking annoying. I'm, like, waking up early against my will.
Oh, I used to wake up at 6.
Oh, my God. You should be waking up earlier, then.
No.
Because your body thinks it's 6, but it's actually 5.
No, something about with it being lighter out now, I don't know why.
Oh, that's true. Nolan's like that where he hates waking up in the dark.
Oh, I love waking up in the dark.
Really? Yeah. See, I love it getting dark early. Like, I love it getting dark at 4 p.m.
I don't.
I think I'm a pick me.
Yeah, you are.
I know. Well, pick me, please.
Is what it is.
Pick me, boys.
Guys, leave a comment down below. Give this video a thumbs up. And if you know what video was filmed at Carly's podcast set, leave a comment down below.
Yeah, let us know because I clearly can't remember anything.
Phantom pooper.
Phantom pooper out.
If you're watching. Or if you're in the room with me.
She's not in the room with us. Or he. Probably a he. A girl would never do such a thing.
That's not true at all.
What?
There's definitely going to be stories of a phantom pooper who's a female.
Doubt it.
Phantom pooper.
Yeah, if she's crazy. You know what I mean.
Lightweights.
Oh.
Yeah.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.